place.
And we lived
the
in
the fireplaces would be double, you know, where there would be a fireplace on
each side.
Would
they be in the middle of the house here like that?
The fireplace was, yes, it was in the I remember it being in the corner. I remember my baby sister was born there. I remember the lady that was sitting in the hall and her, they were in
we
the
called it
next to the.
Do you have a different name for a porch on the front of the house than a porch on the back of the house?
I do now, but I didn't think. Now, we called this a patio. But when I was growing up, we said the front porch and the back porch.
What about one that went all the way around?
A veranda.
A veranda went all the way around the house.
And we lived in a house one time. That had the veranda, which went all the way around.
Now, the fireplace.
We called it chimney.
It was a big wood burning fireplace.
What would you call this area here?
We called it a hearth.
You did? What about the things that you put the wood on?
That was dog iron.
You call those dog iron? Had you ever heard of a hearthstone?
Yes, some was made of stone and some was a big, huge one. Rock stone. And we always had a mantle above the fireplace.
What about the stuff you used to light?
We called it kindling, which was the heart of a pine tree. It was real rich with rosin. And in cutting the firewood, they would save the heart. Part. When they split it, they would save the hard part out, which would be real rich with rosin. And they cut it in little pieces like this and about this wide. And we call that kindling. And we put the kindling in a separate place from the wood. So we brought in some kindling at night and some wood. And you use this kindling to start the fire. And it would just burn like that, you know.
Have you ever heard the term light wood?
Light wood.
Yes, lead. Or about the same thing as kindling.
Did you ever use that? No, we never called it light wood. We always called it kindling.
What do you call that thing you burn? The piece of wood itself that you burn.
We called it the back log. The front stick was smaller than the light that. The backlog threw the heat out, and it would burn throughout the night.
We called it
next morning. You would get up and stir up the ashes,
and we rendered the lard.
This kindling, which kindling, on the ashes, and then put the smaller limbs on, and then the bigger ones on, and set the roaring fire.
What about the residue that was left?
The ashes
still in the lard.
We use those for. We save those ashes, and we have what we call an ash hopper.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the ashes in this hopper, and we made lye out of the ashes. We used mainly oak and hickory wood, and that made the best lye. And the lye then,
we used to make soap
when we killed hogs. We call it rendering the lard.
Really?
And we rendered the lard. They cooked it in wash pots out in the yard. The fat and the skins and all the that was not edible. And they would take this fat then and then it would congeal in the lard, you know. And then add this lye would drip into that, and it made lye soap, and that's what we washed with.
I always wondered how that was made. What about the thing that the smoke went up through? What do you call that?
The chimney.
Would it